16. American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. On February 27, 1807, Longfellow descended from well-established New England families. His birthplace was Portland, Maine. In his home and in the town library, he had access to many books, and he read much more and more intently. He started school at the age of 3, and by 6 he had entered the Portland Academy. In 1821, at the age of 14, he began his freshman studies, a classmate of Nathaniel Hawthorne. Longfellow's father was eager to have his son become a lawyer. But when Henry was a senior at Bowdoin College at 19, the college established a chair of modern languages. The recent graduate was asked to become the first professor, with the understanding that he should be given a period of time in which to travel and study in Europe. In May of 1826, the fair-haired youth with the azure blue eyes set out for Europe to turn himself into a scholar and a linguist. He had letters of introduction to men of note in England and France, but he had his own idea of how to travel. Between conferences with important people and courses in the universities, Longfellow walked through the countries. He stopped at small inns and cottages, talking to peasants, farmers, traders. He traveled in Spain, Italy, France, Germany, and England, and returned to America in 1829. At 22, he was launched into his career as a college professor. Much tribute is due him as a teacher. Just as he served America in making the world conscious of its legend and tradition, so he opened to his students and to the American people the literary heritage of Europe. He created in them the new consciousness of literature of Spain, France, Italy, and especially writings from the German, Nordic, and Icelandic cultures. In 1831, he married Mary Zorter Potter, whom he had known as a schoolmate. With his wife, he settled down in a house surrounded by elm trees. He expended his energies on translations from Old World literature and contributed travel sketches to the New England Magazine, in addition to serving as a professor and a librarian at Bowdoin. In 1834, he was appointed to a professorship at Harvard and once more set out for Europe by way of preparation. This time, his young wife accompanied him. The journey ended in tragedy. In Rotterdam, his wife died, and Longfellow came alone to Cambridge and the new professorship. Busy as he was in Harvard, he began again to write poetry for the first time in a dozen years. A few months after his 31st birthday, he wrote what was to become the best known as well as the most controversial of all his short poems, A Psalm of Life. In 1839, he published Voices of the Night. The warm reception gently encouraged Longfellow to write poetry at an accelerated pace. In July 1843, he was married to Fanny Appleton. Fanny was an ideal wife. She served as Longfellow's eyes during his periods of near blindness, and she was the instigator of a number of poems. During the early years of their marriage, Longfellow got his fame and won literary recognition. In 1851, he retired from academic life to devote his energies to writing. In his years in Bowdoin and in Harvard, Longfellow had pioneered instruction in modern languages. In the spring, 1869, Oxford University conferred an honorary degree upon the most distinguished of American poets. His death on March 24, 1882, was universally lamented as a great loss to art and humanity.